This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
What does it mean that the devils are chained in Ramadan? And why do we still see evil happening if that's the case? In the famous hadith which everyone will be citing this month, the Prophet ﷺ, he said, إِذَا جَاءَ رَمَضَانَ فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ وَغُلِّقَتْ أَبْوَابُ النَّارِ وَسُلْسِلَةِ الشَّيَاطِينَ. When Ramadan comes, the gates of paradise are opened, the gates of hell are closed, and the devils are chained up. What does it mean that they are chained up? And Al-Qurtubi, he asked the question that many will pose this month, that if the devils are indeed bound by chains in Ramadan, why is it that we still hear whispers? Why do we experience still temptation? Why do we still see evil happening? Al-Qurtubi and others, they pose several explanations for this. One of which is that the hadith is to be understood as referring to a partial chaining, restraining only the most rebellious of the devils, as is indicated by the wording of another narration, where the Prophet ﷺ, he said, إِذَا كَانَ أَوَّلُ لَيْلَةٍ مِنْ شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ صُفِّضَتِ الشَّيَاطِينُ وَمَرَدَةُ الْجِنِ. When the first night of Ramadan arrives, the devils and the rebellious jinn are bound in chains. Notice the rebellious jinn. So in the world of devils, there is a hierarchy where chief devils send out the lower ranking devils to harass people. So according to the scholarly understanding of the hadith, it's these chieftains of the devils that are restrained. As for all other shayateen devils, including your own qareen, the individual devil that has been assigned to each human being, we've been given a qareen and also an angel assigned to each person. These devils, they continue to roam the earth. So that's one explanation. Another explanation could be, as mentioned by the Maliki scholar Al-Baji and others, that the shackling of the devil does not entail a complete prevention of movement, because the musaffad, or the shackled one, as per the usage of the hadith, is in reference to a person whose hands has been shackled to his neck. So that does restrict movement, freedom. But they can, although to a lesser extent, they can still talk and lurk and whisper. That's a second. A third explanation was given by Ibn Hajar, who suggested a metaphorical understanding of the hadith, in that the state of fasting, which by its nature tames desires, along with the recitation of Quran and the remembrance of Allah, it causes a decrease in the devil's access to people in Ramadan. They struggle to find the windows of opportunity that they had before. This interpretation suggests that the devils aren't literally chained up somewhere, but that the Muslims' heightened level of spirituality limits the devil's ability in achieving their objectives as if they were shackled in chains. And the fourth explanation is given by Al-Qurtubi, and he says that even if all of the devils were to be chained up, that does not mean that evil and sin would still not happen, because there are other causes of evil apart from the devils, such as the evil souls, bad habits, human devils. So the soul by its nature, subhanAllah, is a commanding soul. Inna nafsa la'ammaratun bisu, Allah said. Most surely the self commands to evil. So there are other sources of evil, not just shaitan. In fact, the devil's access to man is limited to whispering. His plotting has been described by Allah as da'ifa, weak. So we cannot and must not place all of the blame of all evil and corruption on him, because he can only influence those who open for him a window of opportunity. So if you busy yourself with good, shaitan cannot busy you with evil. The point of mentioning this is that there are also other sources of evil in life. In short, regardless of how we understand the chaining of devils, the fact that sins are definitely curbed across Muslim communities testifies that the devils have truly been shackled in the month of Ramadan, regardless of what the reality of the shackling looks like. At the core of this hadith, the essence of it is an encouragement from Allah Almighty, and that the conditions of Ramadan have been rendered ideal for you to worship Him or draw near to Him. In Ramadan, Allah has generously given us a chance to get ahead. So it is up to us to close every other door that remains.